lot of you heard Scott's presentation a bit earlier, and we have been doing this since 2005. We typically go to six or so sites a season, and we take wilt ratings and yield, and then this year we tried to add a defoliation rating component. As I mentioned with Scott, is I felt like we weren't always doing a good job with our wilt incidence ratings in terms of describing a variety that was more or less susceptible to verticillium wilt. This year was a pretty good year for wilt incidence. We had pretty good ratings at most sites, but a lot of years defoliation, I think, does have a bigger role than maybe incidence of wilt or from site to site. So I'd like you to keep that in mind as I talk about this presentation, is I think wilt incidence was pretty good this year, but I do think there is a role for some sort of defoliation rating, and we don't understand the timing when we want to take those ratings at this point. Verticillium wilt in West Texas, we get a pretty significant defoliation symptom development, usually coming in either late July, maybe early August, and then really blowing up by the end of August. Along with the defoliation and the leaf symptoms, you get stem necrosis is a common symptom. The tests are all pretty simple. I try to have 32 entries in a site, and that number is simply what we can get rated in a day and get harvested in a day. So that dictates the number. Small plots, randomized complete block design, 4 replications. We take stand counts. We do incidence of wilt on 2 to 3 dates, and then this year we started defoliation. We also take yield, HVI with the lint samples. We obtain loan values and then calculate a dollar per acre for each of the cultivars for each site. Let me see. This work has been funded since 2006 by Cotton State Support in Texas, which I appreciate. And the prior year in 2005, the Plains Cotton Growers actually funded this project so that we could get going. 2004 was kind of the year when verticillium wilt came back to the High Plains with a vengeance. And since 2004, which was the perfect year for verticillium wilt, we have had pretty bad wilt every single year. It doesn't matter whether it's hot and dry or cool and wet in the latter part of the season. We still get very significant levels of wilt every year. It has replaced the root knot nematode as the most important disease in the High Plains since 2004. Every year, it is the most important disease we have now. So it's really caught everybody's attention. This is the locations of our test sites this year. Let me see. Lubbock would be right here. We have 3 sites north of Lubbock. This band through here is our worst vert areas in the High Plains. We have 1 site just a little south of Lubbock, 1 site kind of getting into more of the southern part of the High Plains, and then 1 site here close to New Mexico in the far southern part of the High Plains. I'm going to only present 3 of the 6 sites just to give you a sense of the data. We have it in the back, and please help yourself to a copy if you're interested. I'm going to start with incidence of wilt, and the varieties are from highest yielding or highest value to lowest value. The order is going to be the same. So you can get a sense of how incidence of wilt correlated with the performance, the dollar performance of the varieties. The color code is the Next Gen and Americott varieties are in red. The Fibermax, Stoneville, AFD varieties are in blue. Delta Pine is in green. Phytogen is in yellow. Croftland Genetics is in black. And Altex is in gray. And that will be consistent across all the sites that we look at. So in this site, Floydada, this is our 3rd year at this site. It's a high-yielding site with a center pivot irrigation system, and you can see it's been a nice site to work with, and you can see there's a general trend of increasing wilt going from your left to the right, with the highest performing varieties would be on the left, the lowest performing varieties would be on the right, and you can see there's a general relationship. It's not that tight. This would have been incidence in wilt in late August. A couple of ones that had very low incidence was NextGen 3348 B2 Flex, Fibermax 9160 B2 Flex, Delta Pine Experimental, Delta Pine 920 B2 Flex. So you can see there's a couple of varieties that really had very little wilt development. And there's one over here that maybe didn't perform so well, but actually had very little wilt, and that was Delta Pine 935 B2 Flex at this site. If we look at our defoliation, and unlike Scott, I did my defoliation ratings just once very late in the season, just before. This was about 2 days before the airplane came in to defoliate the field. So it would have been the end of September, 1st of October. And this scale goes from 0 to 3, and a 3 means that over 67% of that plot is defoliated. A 2 means that between 33 and 67% of that plot is defoliated. A 1 means that anywhere from one leaf to 32% of that plant was a plot or was defoliated, and 0 means no defoliation. I did not use wilt symptoms in this evaluation. It was strict defoliation. And this field was defoliated when I went out there. There were very few plots that had any green leaves left in them. One that I will say that looked good still and did have some green leaves was the Fibermax 9160 B2 Flex. And those plots stood out like a sore thumb. They were the only plots out there with much green leaf left on them. This is the yield relationship. And I'm going to just go over this quickly and then go to the value per acre. So we take our yield, we multiply it by the loan value, and then I subtract off the seed and technology fees to get a dollar per acre. And you can see the top performing varieties here, a fairly new variety from NextGen, 3348 B2 Flex, and then a variety that will not be available until really 2011, NextGen 712 B2 Flex. Fibermax 9160, this was the first year that it's as a variety. We've actually looked at it 3 years now, and it's performed very solidly for us. Stoneville 4288 B2 Flex, again, the first year as a variety. We've looked at it a little bit prior to this year as well, and that's nice to see a Stoneville variety not be in the bottom half, which is how they used to perform. So this is actually a fairly nice development to see a Stoneville variety with loose cotton, mind you, but, you know, it's really showing an improvement. And then we had Delta Pine Experimental. And I'm going to stop here. Well, I'm going to stop here because this is what I call my good check. This is what I put into every site, and it's a variety that I recommend for verticillium wilt fields. Fibermax 9180 B2 Flex. So you can see we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines of varieties that actually looked a little better than our good check. So that's promising. And every one of those are new varieties, new breeding lines, and so we're seeing progress here, people. We're seeing progress. Micronair has become a real hot topic in the High Plains. We have very low mic. We have problems with the international marketplace because our mic is so low. And verticillium wilt fields have problems with micronair. Now, there's no two ways about it. We have problems with micronair. I'm considering, let's say, anything that's above 3.4 to be an acceptable micronair. So I've underlined the varieties that had over 3.4 as micronair. NextGen 3348 B2 Flex, Stoneville 4288 B2 Flex, this Delta Pine Experimental, NextGen 723 Roundup Ready Flex, and NextGen 1551 Roundup Ready Flex. And that one is this nice mic variety here. And I'm going to point, that one has been the best performing in terms of micronair in all of our test sites. Our standard good check, Fibermax 9180 B2 Flex, that would be right there. Just missed cutoff at this site. And then just to look at a correlation, if you look at the value per acre, it was positively correlated with pounds of lint per acre, positively correlated with loan value, negatively correlated with early wilt ratings, late wilt ratings, negatively correlated with defoliation, positively correlated with micronair, cotton length, the fiber length and uniformity. Micronair was associated positively with loan value, the value per acre, negatively associated with defoliation, and then positively with uniformity and strength. Your wilt incidence was negatively correlated with yield, value per acre, positively correlated with earlier season wilt incidents, positively correlated with defoliation, negatively correlated with stand. And that's a consistent. the poorer your stands, the more wilt you get. That's just a constant. And then defoliation, negatively correlated with yield, loan value, and value per acre, and positively correlated with early and late season wilt, negatively correlated with Micronair and many of your other fiber properties. Okay, I'm going to move on to the second site. This is site number 4 that was in the middle part of the High Plains. This was a drip irrigation field. And you can see, again, sort of a relationship between incidence and yield or value per acre, but not a real tight relationship. You've got a few varieties that had very low incidence. NextGen 3348, B2 Flex had a very low incidence. FiberMax 9160, B2 Flex had a very low incidence. And let me see, Altex Marathon B2 Roundup Ready Flex at this site had a very low incidence of wilt. So you've got some varieties that look fairly good in terms of incidence, but not a real tight correlation at this site. Defoliation was substantial at this site, and you can see what looks like maybe a better correlation with defoliation at this particular site. The varieties that did not defoliate is this new, this is a really a variety that, well, it hasn't been released yet as a variety. It's Next Gen 8021 Roundup Ready Flex that I believe will be ready in maybe 2011. Next Gen 3348, well, no, defoliation, the FiberMax 9170 B2 Flex, which is a new variety, had little defoliation. FiberMax 9160 had little defoliation. And then this is Next Gen 8015 B2 Flex, which will be another new release variety, I believe, in 2011. So, and then we look at yield. More or less, you can see the yield relationship, and then when we put the loan value to it and actually see what we make per acre, this new next-gen release, 8021 Roundup Ready Flex, is looking good. Let's see where 9180 is. It's the second, third blue in. So this was our good check. And ahead of it, we see nothing but new varieties and breeding lines. We see next-gen 8021 Flex, NextGen 3348 B2 Flex, FiberMax 9170 B2 Flex, FiberMax 9160 B2 Flex, NextGen 2549 B2 Flex, which has only been out for a year or two, and then an experimental line from Delta Pine. So all of these are new. So this is promising. This is promising. We look at Micronair. Ouch. Nothing. Made the cut. Ouch, ouch. This best one was, again, the Next Gen 1551 Roundup Ready Flex. Too bad it doesn't yield a little more, because it does have the best Micronair of the group. But nothing made an acceptable Micronair at this site. Okay, I'm going to skip over the correlations and move on to the last site. This is our most southern site. It was number 6 on that original graph or original map. This is an area that typically gets wilt much earlier in the season. And usually it's all over by the end of July. And then what you actually see then yield-wise is somewhat the ability to recover from that wilt incidence. And this, as you can see with our last wilt incidence rating, not a whole lot of correlation with our yield response. In fact, there wasn't any correlation with our yield response. And so this site is behaving a little bit differently. But there was a very high incidence of wilt. We were looking at nearly 70% incidence of wilt for some of these varieties, much higher than our other sites. But it was all over by the end of July, and then what you actually see is some recovery as you go through the last 3 months of the growing season. Defoliation, not much. And I waited. This was the last site I rated, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited for some defoliation to occur. We didn't really get much. In fact, what occurred, I don't think was always necessarily due to verticillium. So maybe we're looking at a non-defoliating isolate at this site as well. But there was a little bit finally, when I was finally given up hope, we did get a few plants defoliating. But again, no relationship with our yield response. Yield, you can see the yield response, very high yielding site, over 2,000 pounds of lint to the acre at this site. Very, very high yields. And then if we look at our dollar acre, our top materials were Delta Pine, Delta Pine, Delta Pine, and Delta Pine. The some of their new release varieties for the 010 year, the second one here was Delta Pine 1034 B2 Roundup Ready Flex and 1028. V2 Roundup Ready Flex. These, I believe, were developed. I think this one is maybe a medium maturity. Is there anyone from Delta Pine that knows if this is one of their medium maturity ones here? Okay. I don't think it's a long season one. And then I think these two are developed for the West Texas area. And so that's not surprising. And then here's our check, Fibermax 9180, our good check, V2 Flex. So that looks real exciting. We've got some new things coming from Delta Pine that look real well, look real good for this, some of our more southern sites. Micronair, lots of things were over that 3.4. 13 of the 32 entries were over that 3.4. But here's our check, Fibermax 9180, not there. Fibermax 9116, not there. unfortunately, some of the varieties that I do recommend and have been recommending are, and I'm out of time, are problem varieties for Micronair. So we do have some issues with Micronair. And, in my conclusions, boy, these new varieties are looking good. We've got some great material coming along. Next gen, some new from Fibermax and some new from Delta Pine. Very, very promising. Micronair is a serious problem, except for this next gen 1551 Roundup Ready Flex, which is not probably competitive yield-wise. And then Gaines County had a very different response from all the other five sites that we looked at, and probably had a different sort of isolate maybe than these other sites. And that's one reason we go to so many sites, is because not every place is going to be responding the same. So with that, I'll take questions.